Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so with the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Tom Marco back on the show. Tom is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, almost 6 years as a member. He's the founder and the CEO of Virtue Capital Corporation. They're the folks who run the outstanding organization, iBank.com. And he's here to talk to us about one of the things we're going to talk about is the future of capitalization. Tom Marco, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you back, Tom, as always. And folks, Tom is a longtime entrepreneur, serial entrepreneur. He's out there where the rubber meets the road, just like you are, making payroll every Friday. He's been doing it a long time. So he's one of us. Hey, Tom, one of the things that's very interesting to me today, and I've been tracking this now for a long time, is the evolution, the transition of capitalizing growth, capitalizing expansion, capitalizing startups, whatever you're doing in the marketplace where you need capital, how that's changing and how that's been changing now for a number of years. What do you think?
Well, you know, Jim, you know, we as a small business went from, you know, 3 employees to 300 and offices in Macedonia and Philippines and China and here in the United States to 2010, we went to 3 people. Mm-hmm. And we still had 147,000 small businesses who were subscribers of our service. The difference was as they started to realize we can't find capital anymore in the traditional sense.
Right.
So that was, this concept of being able to go to your local community bank or your local major bank, your money center bank, like Wells or B of A. These days, those doors were shut basically.
Well, it's not just the banks. It's well, you got to throw in regulations. You got to throw in Wall Street, how they're changing, how regulations are changing Wall Street. Sarbanes-Oxley did more to send IPOs offshore than anything else. So more and more though, and I want to talk about the macro situation for a minute. More and more big businesses and small businesses are looking to non-traditional sources, non-traditional structures and relationships to capitalize their business. Look at what Dell's doing. Dell Computers taking their company back private. For a long time, Facebook, Zuckerberg said, "I'm not sure I want to go public," and
right.
I think he was onto something, because I mean I think that people are going to be the now we have the crowdfunding that we're going to talk about in a little bit. So the way the channels, just like media, has democratized. You know, used to when you and I were kids, we got our news from four or five sources, right? Now there are millions of sources. That's been democratized. Capitalization is being democratized now, isn't it?
Mm. Well, you know, Jim, it's kind of interesting how things come full circle. You know, we've really had an epiphany. You know, I shared with your audience here a few months ago that my wife and I walked the 500 miles.
Right.
18 miles a day, and really had quite a number of epiphanies along the way. And I came back to my organization and I said, you know, this place is dead. We've got to grow this thing, and we've got to put people back to work. And, you know, it's interesting how I kind of looked at companies like Salesforce and Groupon and how these companies had grown so radically in these bad times of 9, 10, 11. And I looked at it and I said, you know, these companies have gone from high tech to high touch.
Mm-hmm.
And what were we 20 years ago? We were all high touch.
That's right.
You know, you go out and talk to the customer, you put on a suit, you fly to meet somebody, or you drive your car and you knock on the door and you say, hello, and I'm Tom Markle, and I'd like to talk to you about my product and how it can benefit your business. And then we went to the internet, you know, and then we went to this non-touch kind of a flat screen approach to sales and marketing and distribution. And now we're coming way back. The pendulum's swinging back to this height. Kind of high-touch, high-tech model.
As Nesbitt predicted 30 years ago.
Absolutely.
The more high-tech you have, the more high-touch you will want.
The high-touch. And so we've now, you know, we're right now growing 20 people a month, and we're putting young people back to work again. And
but the thing is, look at how, but the overlying point here is when you think about how you capitalized your businesses 20, 25 years ago, compared to how you think of it now, it's completely different. Folks, this is new stuff. And as you think about growing your business, you've got to think about finding capital the way you think about finding information. You don't just wait for it to drop on your door in the form of a newspaper. You don't just go around the corner to a bank. There are a lot of different sources. We're going to talk about one of those after these messages with Tom Markle. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.